So the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis, she should go ahead and do bedikas. The Gemara says that it's not a good thing to do. Why? And by doing bedikas, get the husband very nervous. Therefore, he should not do bedikas. All the answers call my beloved. It says that somebody goes and does bedikas. It's a recommended, very good thing. Yes. A very good thing, a good geshmaket thing to do. So next we're saying we start first the veskevur and then go on to the veshenikevur. The first thing that we have is the isha as a veskevur should not do bedika before tashmish after tashmish. Ad rabbi ema livdik, don't check. Bishas tashmish they show you libay nukvay upayrish.
Pause it 1 second. No, don't stop it. You know that case she libay nukvay upayrish. Therefore. So Mechaber says you shouldn't do Kadesh Elibu Nekvu Upayrus. To go ahead and not do Bedikas like the Pashtus of the Gemara. That's the Mechaber's Rishak. The Rambam is Chilik. The Rambam learns Avada. He says that after Tashmish, he says you have to do Bedika. And before Tashmish, he says it's a Chumrah. The Tznu is Bikdin Atzman Af Kodim Tashmish. And after Tashmish is going to be a Mikra Din. And Tznu is to do it before Tashmish. Harry Paskin. The Rama says Svari Shaina Iker, the Iker Psak is like the Svari Shaina, and the Isha Shiesh Leves Kavua. The Rama says that one should not go ahead and do Bidikas, Mashangin, that's the Psak of the Rama. Here's all about Isha Shiesh Leves Kavua. Isha Shain Leves Kavua, so the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis. First means that Gemara says that if you're Isaac and Bataris, then you need to do bedikas migul that year. Doing bedikas atayra, so you do bedikas also the bile. Then the Gemara brings down a mandomer, which sounds like after whole girl always do bedikas for isha shein leves. And the Gemara says manda masniha loy masniha. So some halakas isha sheinim. What does it mean manda masniha loy masniha? Doesn't mean the pshat is that it's a machloikis whether you always need bedikas or dafka atayras, or just saying the same concept over again. And Betzim, you don't need Bedika Latiris, is saying the same concept over again, just two different Mandamram. She just rashes, you do not need Bedikas. The only time you need Bedikas is only if you're Isaac and Tiris, which is not a given as man as that. Migui being Isaac with Tiris, then you do Bedikas also the Bailo. But normally, one does not have to go ahead and do Bedikas. Sheet of the Rach is that it's a Machloikis, where you have to do Bedikas Latiris, so you have to do Bedikas also just the Bailo. And therefore, the Rach is Machmer. And by Isha Shein Leves, the Rach wants you to go ahead and do Bedikas. The Rash brings down the Rach and says, like, even though maybe you don't understand like Rashi, but the Rach Kodvei Rach Devei Kabbalah, and he's more chishish for the Rach, they have to go ahead and do a Bedikah. The Rif is very interesting. The Rif does not bring it down in the Nida, it brings down more copy the Sugya Benegeya. Ksuba, Benegeya Ksuba, in terms of doing Bedikas. So, two ways to understand the Rif. The Mechaber understand the Rif is that you need that, the Mechaber understood the Rif that you only need Bedikas three times. You have to be Machzik yourself three times, not really Machas Tashmish. Once you Machzik yourself three times, not really Machas Tashmish, then afterwards you're not going to have to do Bedikas. But the first three times, you're going to have to go ahead and prove that you're not really Machas Tashmish. Once you prove already that you're not Remachas Tashmis, then afterwards you're not going to have to go ahead and do more. Bedikas. The Shach is more that the Rif is not brought down in Hichas Nida, and therefore the Shach says the Be'etzim, even the Rif is masking Klape husband and wife, Klape Mutter and Aser. There's no Chiv to go ahead and do Bedikas. We're just having Benegeya, the Din Ksuba, that's Benegeya where one needs Bedikas, but at some Mitzvah, Isha Labai, there is no Din to do Bedikas. Because we say a lot of different Rishon, which is Mesakim, what we have, and then we'll see the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Shittas Rashi is Ein Leves, which is Negeya most people Isha Ein Leves. Shittas Rashi is that you don't need Bedikas at all. Shittas Rach is that you do need Bedikas Isha Ein Leves. There's every single time Isha Ein Leves, four tashes. After tashes, you're going to have to go out and do bedikas. The Rif seems to say that you need three times to machzik yourself, that you're not wearing machas tashmish, and afterwards you don't need. In the Malach Rif, is he talking about Kaba Isha the Bible, or just a Sugya and Hilchus Ksubas, and Achanami over here, you would not have to need it? So how do we paskin? So Mechaber brings down Isha Shein Leves. The Mechaber says that First, he brings down the shita you do not need bedikas at all. Who's that shitas? Rashi. Then he brings down the Rambam Rush. The Rach says you need bedika. First, he brings down Rashi, and then he brings down the Rambam the Rush. The Rambam says in Ein Leves Kavua, the first three times you need bedika. He says like the Shita Saref, sorry, the Ref. First three times you need bedika before Tashmish, after Tashmish, and once you mux it three times, then you don't need bedika at all. He says first like the Shita Saref. Then he means on the Rambam Rush, which says that you're always going to go ahead and need bedika. So now it sounds like the Rambam brings on the first sheet like the Ref, if you do bedika three times. Then he's on the Rambam Rush, which says they also going to need bedika. You need bedikas every single time. The Shach is Meirich, and he says he doesn't understand the Rif like the Mechaber, and he holds Batsim, the Rif for Batsim doesn't need bedika. And he says that since Kivin Das Kol Person Yishan Aves Lo Bedika Kal, says really since all the person don't need bedika at all. If Neitash is like a Tashmish, besides the Rambam was Shidichida, even the Rishonim or Netil Haka don't argue against the Rif. I already proved the Rif is not really talking about that you don't really need Bedikas, and therefore the Shach is Neita that that's a Mekah, then you do not have to need, you would not have to do the Bedikas of the Rif, because the whole he says that's the most person who don't need Bedikas, Labayla. Elamai, we have the Rif, he said the Rif is not going to copy Labayla, it's just going to copy Chesuba, and therefore the Shach is the one wants to be Mekah. So I'll pass on the Maisa. It's very interesting. We have a Tosh Shalom, Graz, or Moshe. Those are like the three Achorim which discuss this. The Tosh Shalom says that he brings on the Shach, which the Shach says that, which is more Neitel Hakol. He says he doesn't understand it. He says that no. He says that Ein Lahakol Negev Sachem Chaber Amo. He says that Leisach Daite Eichlin Menu Devei Rosh Tor the Meisel the Rosh the Tor they all go like Rabbeinu Chananel, and they all want to be Meiko Kedrach Devei Kabbalah. And he says, "Mechaber Machmer Lahatzik Bedika Fnei Kol Tashmish Tashmish." The Tosh Shalom is saying really, but Etzem the Pesach of the Chaber Amo is being Machmer every single time, like the Shita Sarach, like the Rambam Rush, Machmer Bedika Fnei Tashmish Achak Tashmish Tashmish. A Fidasi Rif. According to the Rif, he died three times. He says, don't be making a negative Mechaber Amo. He says, unless, but Malkim Shinogu, ain't lahachma ki yishma ma'alismach. So the Torah Shalom holds that, but that's what he's understanding the psak of the Mechaber Amo is we machmer like the Rach, the Yudika every single time. Just he says, if you have a minog, which they're mako, if the minog is a mako, then he says you're able to go ahead and be mako. That's how the Tosfos and Shlomim understood the Pesach Mechaber Amo. The Graz on the other hand understood that no, the Das of the Mechaber Amo is not like the Rach to be matzah b'tikas every single time. First brings down the Rif, then brings down the Rambam and the Rach, and he goes, the Iker din is like the Rif, and not like the Rambam and the Rach. So it's interesting, stop, how to understand first Mechaber Amo. The Tashlom is understanding that's an Iker din is the Chumrah, unless you have a Minig Lahakal. The Graz is understanding the Iker din is the Kula, and you can do the Kula, and just, and the Mechaber's Iker passing like the Shitas Harif, they have to have three times. So Moshe and Tshuva.
It goes like the Mechaber or like the Shach?
What do you say?
Graz.
The Iker din
is like the Shulchan
Aruch. The Iker din is the only need like the Rif. Like there are three times. Ramayse and Tshuva is likes a lot the Mahalach of the Shach. The Shach is Betzim being the Shach Betzim is being Meiko. Betzim likes a lot the Mahalach of the Shach. Just Ramayse throws us one curveball. He says the whole sugya of Yisha Ves Angel Ves where we saying you need bedikas only bedikas even when we make like the Shach. Zaka Ramayse once the lady gets to the danger zone the time she sees. Then when Moshe over there at that point says, over there you have to be machmer, you have to go ahead and do a bedika, because over there it's Tam Yisva. At that point is the point where a person is seeing, and therefore at that point the person will have to go ahead and do bedikas, because we want to make sure they're not going to go ahead and see. So just move aside over here. So Kitzah comes out of Lachalamaisa. The opinion of the Tosh Shalom is you have to be machmer every single time for Tashmash HaTashmash, unless there's a minig to be mekel. That's the opinion of Tosh Shalom. The Graz says you do not have to be machmer. But at least do the riff three times before and after. Ramosha, the Shach, Betzem, Ramosha, Betzem is being Mekel more neuter like the Rif, you don't need bedikas before and after. But he says once you reach the time which you normally see, the danger zone, we call it Yemei Mevucha. I guess what we were borrowed from yesterday's terminology. When in those times, the Moshe wants you to go ahead and do a bedika every single time to be matzichet. Now, Benigeya, the sheet is Rif.
3 months or always?
Ramesh wants you always, in the time which you see, Ramesh always wants you to go on Bidika. Now, Benigeya, the sheet is a riff, which, that's in the last thing, they could do. You have to Bidika 3 times before Tashas, after Tashas, to go in and be machzik yourself, to go ahead and make sure that you're not wearing machzik Tashas. So he's mentioned, I mean, let's give a shite, that a lot of people don't seem to be doing this, and the question is, why aren't they doing the Bidika, the riff? So, Mechaber says there's something called Vestrum Zadeshin, that there's certain times a person's Mesulakis. If a lady never sees before day 20, Zak the Chumas Hadeshin, during those 20 days, that's considered like you have a Chazoka you're not going to see, that's considered like Isha Sheish Leves, and in those days, you're not going to need a Bedika because you have Chazoka that you're Mesulakis, and there's no Chashash that you're going to see. Therefore, the person gets made in the same, but some safe, and others that the only time you can machzik yourself, they're not really machzik tashmish, that's only if it's a zman where the isha is old to see. If it's a zman which you musulakis, at that point already you're not able to be machzik yourself, they're not really machzik tashmish. Therefore, for example, mubaras aminakis, which the Torah brings down, could be you don't need bedikas then, but if you're going to do bedikas b'shas, when you mubaras, being that you musulakis, therefore that's not going to make the chazaka. Therefore, a lady is pregnant, or if she's nursing, you're not able to do it. Because then, because it's not going to prove anything. Right after a person gets married, really, that would be the time to go ahead and do it. Just then you have Dan Basulam. So being that you have Dan Basulam, so we're not going to, till the Dan Basulam are healed and they're not around anymore, so we're not going to do the bedikas then, because maybe the reason why you're bleeding is because of Dan Basulam. You don't know what, and you don't know exactly why you're bleeding. Therefore, first you have to wait till the Basulam are gone. Once the Basulam are gone, so if she comes pregnant right away, and then you must select us. If after she's pregnant, she has a child, then already you're right to misalik us. So therefore, a lot of people don't end up doing it because being that they're considering misalik us, therefore that's the reason why they don't do it. If somebody is not misalik us, they can, it would be a good thing to go ahead and be what? Three before, three after would be a good thing to do. Now, when he says do the bedikas, so he's supposed to do the bedikas later. It has to be in the zman which is darker to see. If you're in the zman of a Shumas Hadashan, he knows when does she sometimes see. If it ranges from 27 to 32, that's the time you go ahead and you matzah bedikas. If you're at the time which you're musilakas, then you're not able to go ahead and do bedikas. We have to be confident that soon we're gone. So I think, depending on the situation, sometimes it takes a couple months, sometimes it'll go quicker. There's also a cheshbin that, so the shevet is a tshuva, which says that, so let's say you're 20 years down the line and you never ever did it. Is any reason to go ahead and do it right, go ahead and do it right now? So it depends. If the etzem, she was mutter, she had a whole bunch of tashmish, in times which Be'etzem, which she was not Musulakas, so then Anachanami. That could be a proof that she's not ready to die Machastashas because she had to be here a lot of times, didn't see Dam, and therefore we know that she's not ready to die Machastashas. But if you Be'etzem Musulakas all the time, so Be'etzem, you say you never really proved it, so then it's Mustavera person would, yes, go ahead and have to go ahead and do the Bedikas. But Anachanami, if the person didn't know the Halacha and went many times, and he had Tashmish anyhow, so therefore that already is a proof, and therefore you don't know how to do a Bedikah. Yeah.
But if she's old to see during those days, then
we want to see, can the Tashmish bring in the time when you're old?
That's right.
Now, so we can say in Halacha L'maaseh, some people are Mistah of the Shach. The Maaseh Shach is going against everybody, really, right? He has a whole new Mahalach in the Rif. He's going like the Mechaber, it's not like the Rach is Machmer, Rach is every Kabbalah. The Rosh Hashanah didn't want to be Mekel. The Mechaber understood the way if you have to be Machmer. So the Shach came along and a whole innovative Mahalach to go out and be Mekel. Which, okay, Ramosha likes the Shach. Therefore, we are Mesachis to it. We are Mesachis to it. So therefore, I said, the Mestah of that. Lamais could be all like the Shach. And Lamais is so many years down the line. Therefore, those who Mestah. Now, how does one go ahead and do a Bedikah Machmer Tashmish? So you have to do a Bedikah beforehand. How much beforehand? Should be close. You know, there's less, I think, from the Chavetz Yair, from the time which the site has Tashmis, that arrays could be called the Fnei Tashmis. And, so the basic situation, like a half hour before, it should be close to Tashmis, you know, that's the time we're supposed to be doing it. After Tashmis, we're supposed to do Miyad. Another is supposed to be Mamish Miyad, and he's supposed to go ahead and He's supposed to go ahead and do a bedika right away.
Promotion says it would like to do bedika. Even though it's just like a
chashash
and
fast
and
they hold
you up, and you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, even Mishasasi.